The Max FM Breakfast Show Podcast.
Breakfast Show Podcast.
The best bits from the show.
The best bits from the show.
And stuff we didn't have time for. In the morning.
It is Thursday, and of course it means we are going to talk all things technology. So we'll catch up with our resident tech guru from trent.net.au. It is Trent Geddes. G'day, Trent.
Hey.
I'm always loving what's coming out of the crowdsourcing websites, and something that has come through the crowdsourcing websites, and can I say, Trent, just in time for Christmas, is a really nifty little toy.
Yeah, made much success on the crowdsourcing websites, got all the money they needed to get it happening, and it is a neat little, I could say, adjustment on the days of making paper aeroplanes. The device is called PowerUp 3.0, and essentially it turns a self-made paper airplane into a smartphone-controlled flying machine with a few bits and pieces.
Yeah, now that's cool. We've seen the drones that you can buy that cost hundreds of dollars, but this is a nice, cheap alternative.
Well, drones cost these days, a couple of hundred dollars, right up to thousands of dollars. Some people are spending, 10 grand for these things. and even a couple of hundred... to me, in some regards, is a little bit of money to put on things, and you wouldn't have that much fun because you'd be worried about whether you're going to break it or something.
Yeah.
But this little gadget is neat. It's got a Bluetooth-powered smart module, a little bit of a barrel made out of carbon fibre to hold all the controls, propeller and rudder, and all the spare parts you need for it. And apparently half an hour is all it takes to set it all up. You put your device on the charge while you're making your paper airplane. And once you've made your paper airplane, you can whack it all together, go down the park, download an application for your iPhone or your Android phone, and then learn how to fly it. And, within maybe another half an hour, you get the hang of it all, and you can start flying this paper airplane around, which you would have never imagined 10 years ago, you could do something like that.
And look, I struggled as it was. The only memory I've got from a paper airplane is throwing it off the third story science building, and it kind of just plummeted to the ground. So this actually, you can fly, and it will fly through the air.
Yeah, you can do circles and all sorts of little tricks with it. And as long as you've got the hang of it, you'll be able to keep flying it around for its entire battery life, which I say is at least 20 minutes of fun on a standard run. And also the great thing about it is, you've ran that 20 minutes out. It's actually got a battery pack in the kit, so you can... do something else in the park while it's charging and then have a bit more fun with it.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. How much and where can we find it, Trent?
$50, and the postage is free. A website called fishpond.com.au is one of the Australian stockists of the item, so you can get it in time for Christmas.
Fantastic. Links will be up on trent.net.au as well, I assume.
Yes, indeed.
Cool. Now, this is a little bit morbid, but it's kind of cool in the same regard. A new app that is out, basically, it can tell you when you're set to expire.
If you want to put it that way. One of the early adopters of the health kit system, which is on the new iPhones, the new iOS as well, if you're just updating one of your older phones. This health kit system basically, can keep track of things like fitness tracking, your health using some various devices. You can punch information into it. And this app Deadline is actually going to be able to take algorithms from your health kit, also use algorithms that the insurance companies use to generate their policy estimates, and basically display an estimated time of years, months, days, hours and minutes till your death.
Wow.
Like that sort of thing.
A good way to certainly, I suppose, keep you up to date with your fitness.
It'll keep you motivated, so you're keeping a watch on that sort of thing. If you want to keep a daily watch, you can do that as well. Apparently, there's an option to enable it, so it's in the notifications area with all your latest tweets and your emails.
Yep.
Oh, look, I die then.
Now, can you watch it live update? Say if I went for a half-hour jog, will it tell me at the end of that half hour that, I've got an extra, couple of minutes on the end of my life?
I don't think it goes as far as live tracking. I think you'd probably have to close and reopen the app. But, yeah, you can actually keep a tab and it uses a bit of data to make this up. And one good thing about it is it's not sending data to Apple.
Well, that would shorten your lifespan anyway, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think it would.
Now, that's on the App Store, $1.29. New things rolled out with Telstra. They've just put out a pretty cool announcement, Trent.
Yep, Telstra is rolling out the next generation of their 4G services in Australia, thanks to the fact that we switched off analog TV and gone the way of digital. That's freed up some spectrum, as they call it, so some frequencies. And by using some lower-end frequencies, which have now got access to, the 4G services are capable of reaching further distances than previously possible if you've tried 4G in Australia.
Yep.
And it provides better in-building coverage because of this. And also, they say that they can double the current speed of 4G.
That's
rollout.
4G speeds are already pretty darn quick, so if they're potentially doubling that, that's crazy.
The estimations that I've seen from some tests on this new network can go as far as the speed of an NBN connection.
Wow.
As a max speed, which is pretty awesome.
Now, it'll be rolled out to most of the cap cities. There are test sites at the moment. And for our Port Macquarie listeners, congratulations, you are on the list.
Yep, Port Macquarie has gone live already, one of the many test locations. You know, quite a few regional centres, which was a nice thing to see. The rest of the sites will go live January 1, 2015. They're touting at this stage at least 50 regional locations, but I reckon there will be more as the year goes on for 2015, which is awesome.
Any word out from Optus?
Optus has mentioned that they're going to do a similar sort of rollout with some 4G services. I haven't mentioned any locations apart from Darwin so far in testing. And also, they haven't actually provided any rollout dates at this point in time, but they are going to attempt to keep up with Telstra this time around for 4G.
Awesome. For any links to the remote-controlled paper aeroplane, for the links to the new app that tests how long you got left to live, and for details on the 4G services that are about to be rolled out and some that are already in testing mode, where do we go, Trent?
You can go to my website, trent.net.au, and also sign up for a weekly newsletter as well.
Good to catch up. We'll talk again next week.
No worries.